show here something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Cell Signal Storm Podcast.
What does Beijing Biden and his venomous party say about us? What does Beijing Biden, leader of the Marxists, who used to be known as the Democrat Party, what do they say about our opposition? Now, what you've got to understand, folks, is time immemorial. Through time immemorial, the left-wingers do not like when we tell them no. They say, we need to enslave you. And we say no. And they get their hackles up, and that is the worst thing you could say to a left winger is the word no. We need to confiscate your wealth. No. We need to take away your rights. No. And they hit the ceiling whenever you tell them no. And then they get up every single day trying to figure out how to steal your rights and deny you the ability to tell them no. That's why a free people is such an anathema to the left wing. These people are control freaks, the ultimate control freaks, from Xi Jinping in China to Beijing Biden in the White House to the entirety of the Democrat Party in the United States. This is who these people are, and their voters. Their voters are the same mentality. Oh, yeah, just elect Democrats and they'll go after these hardworking individuals around the country, steal their money and give it to us so we can sit on our worthless asses. This is who they are. Now, how do they regard us when we say, no, we don't want to be enslaved? This is how, when we say, for example, hey, you know what? I think it's a good idea we have free and fair elections. This is their response.
I know where I stand. I will not yield. I will not flinch. I will defend the right to vote, our democracy against all enemies, foreign and, yes, domestic.
So they call us enemies. Now, when this happened, when Beijing Biden basically allowed the truth to slip out, what he really thinks about us, I took him seriously. Now, Mitch McConnell didn't, preferring to surrender the people of Kentucky to the whims of this bastard Joe Biden. John Cornyn of Texas also didn't bat an eyelash because Cornyn and McConnell and Romney and Collins are in common cause with the likes of Beijing Biden. They also look at we conservatives as an enemy to complete totalitarian government rule. Because as you know, John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell are of the same cut of the same cloth that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are. Big government control freaks. And they don't like being told no, in particular when you say, hey, maybe it's not a good idea for you to collude with communist China that's padding your pockets. You get in Mitch McConnell's way between a yuan, that's the China currency, between a yuan and his pocket, and he takes it really personally, doesn't he? So, there's a whole reason I'm setting this up, and I'm going to pay this off toward the end of the opening segment, but I want to tell you a story. The United States Attorney of the Southern District of Florida has announced a case. Palm Beach Gardens attorney arrested for possession of child pornography. A 53-year-old West Palm Beach licensed attorney has been arrested with possession of child pornography. Michael T. Dolce, D-O-L-C-E, will appear in a West Palm Beach federal court tomorrow for his initial appearance. According to the filed criminal complaint affidavit, on March 15th, FBI agents executed a search warrant at Dolce's West Palm Beach apartment. They discovered Dolce actively downloading child pornography using peer-to-peer software. Nearly 2,000 images and videos of child pornography were recovered from his devices. U.S. Attorney Markenzie LaPonte for the Southern District of Florida, and Special Agent in Charge Jeffrey B. Veltri of the FBI Miami Field Office announced the charges. Now, many of you would go, well, Chris, you know, these attorneys, they tend to be left-wing, and yes, it's disgusting and disgraceful, and really hanging is too good for an individual who feeds the child porn industry. But this gets far worse and far more defining than you might believe. This man is no, this Dolce character is not just any left-wing Democrat lawyer. Yes, my friends, from the party that brought you the booming sex slave trade on the southern border. Yes, from the same Democrat party that brought you groomers in GovEd. From the same Democrat socialist Marxist party that is pushing transvestite story hour. Michael Dolce, who is the partner at the Palm Beach law firm Cohen, Milstein, Sellers, and Toll, which represents the Democrat National Committee, and sued President Donald J. Trump over the January 6th riot. He, Mr. Dolce, was just arrested for possessing over 2,000 images and videos of child pornography. So when I call and I take Beijing Biden, who has some dubious history in the sex department as well, ask Tara Reid, and maybe have a look at his little girl's diary that's floating around out there. That when I call them our enemies after they call us their enemies for standing in their way of their debaucherous, cancerous agenda, which is the following, taking away your rights, which is the following, taking away your ability to defend yourself, which is the following, taking away your ability to defend yourself from their criminals. Also, don't forget that the Democrat Party is now synonymous with the booming sex slave trade on our southern border. The Democrat Party is now synonymous with groomers in GovEd. And don't forget, the Democrat Socialist Party is now synonymous with child porn. There are a lot of folks pushing back on the depravity of the Democrats, and some of them are in the gay community. Brandon Straka, up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Brandon Straka is the founder of the hashtag walkaway movement, as in walk away from Democrats. He describes himself as a former liberal, a gay man, and is now an outspoken converted conservative. Sir, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris.
Trump indicted. What are your thoughts?
It sickens me. It truly sickens me. I think that every time the Democrats do something that I think is more brazen than the thing before, and I think, wow, we've sunk lower and lower and lower. It's like it sickens me, but it also doesn't surprise me at the same time. And in this weird way, there's this tiny part of me that also feels this little bit of relief because I've been seeing this firsthand now for over 2 years. And, when this was happening to a lot of people connected with January 6th, it's like the media wasn't really covering it on both sides, not enough. And it was so difficult to try to get the word out about what was happening, the weaponization of the justice system. At least when something like this happens to President Trump, people finally start really paying attention to how bad things have gotten.
You know, Molly Hemingway yesterday on Fox, she was part of the panel. And she said this in the Stalin era in Mother Russia, in Stalinist Russia, there was a saying, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. This is how Soviets, this is how communists take out their political opposition. They accuse their opponents of a crime. It doesn't matter whether it's true or not. It doesn't really matter. The person will be charged. The person will be convicted as a mechanism to remove them and jail them. And this is exactly where the Democrat Party is going. And by the way, you can see this, Brandon, with the Democrat Party's anonymous adherents on Twitter. They're in full-throated support of using the justice system as a weapon because they can no longer debate. They no longer wish to be Americans. They no longer wish to be free. Or they wish to be free, but they don't want us to be free. And you experienced, as you said, with the January 6th persecution and the denial of due process rights and the denial of justice there, correct?
Absolutely. And I think that phrase applies to me as well. You know, the show me the man, I'll show you the crime. You know, in my case, people knew I was there because I stood outside the building and I shot a video. I was outside of the east side of the Capitol for 8 minutes. You know, and I didn't witness anybody breaking windows or you know, fighting with police officers or anything like that. I shot a video for 8 minutes, and then somebody came outside the building and said, they cleared Congress, everybody leave. And so I turned around and I left. And I posted my video to Twitter. And then I was very shocked 2 weeks later when an FBI SWAT raided my apartment at dawn, got me out of bed, put me in handcuffs, started stripping my apartment of phones, computers, iPads, camera equipment, storage, hard drives, things like that. And they took me to jail, and I sat in jail for 2.5 days before I got out. And there was like a laundry list of crimes that they accused me of or charged me with. And I ultimately ended up taking a misdemeanor plea deal to be able to get through the case. But that's exactly how I felt. I mean, they put out like an 8-page charging document.
Oh, my Lord.
On that 8 minutes I spent outside of the Capitol. And in that, they went on and on and on about, oh, he's got a large audience. He has a lot of influence. He started this walkaway movement. He used to be a Democrat. He walked away. And it was very, very clear.
Wasn't that your crime? Can I stop you there? Wasn't that your crime? Is that you were once a Democrat and then you left the Democrat Party. And as you know, in the Soviet Union, they built walls to keep people in. As you know, in communist China, they don't allow you to not be a communist. If you don't want to be a communist, guess what? You're in jail and you're intimidated and you're threatened and coerced. Isn't that your crime that you left as an influential member of the gay community? You left the Democrats, and that really was your crime, wasn't it?
Well, I think it was a dual crime. I think I left the Democrats, and then I also supported Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I voted for Trump, and I encouraged other people to vote for Donald Trump. And so I think it was a 2-for-1. But yeah, I think that the fact that I did that and people were listening to what I was saying, and you know, we had the receipts in the walkaway campaign. We had people making videos, telling stories, talking about how they could no longer abide by what the Democratic Party has become, and they needed to take the entire thing out. And that kind of became their excuse for doing it. You know, after they arrested me, they banned the walkaway campaign from Facebook. You know, at that point, we had like 511,000 people who had joined. We had literally like tens of thousands of videos and written testimonials. And there was no reason. There was literally no reason. We woke up one day shortly after January 6th, and my employees, my volunteers, we all had messages saying that we were banned from Facebook and that the walkaway campaign was permanently banned from Facebook. No information about any kind of violation or rule that we broke, nothing.
Yeah, and it's now we know that the federal government was colluding with big tech, using taxpayer resources to silence people like you. Now we know just how deep the deep state runs. And actually, I think maybe we're only discovering the tip of the iceberg, that our Department of Injustice, our State Department, our FBI is filled with individuals in the leadership position roles who are dedicated to communism, who are dedicated to this totalitarian view of government, that the people don't have rights, that they must be managed. And it's sad to see our once great nation, which was a beacon of freedom in the world, fall, isn't it?
It's horrifying. And, you know, I actually happen to be in Florida right now. I'm here on a business trip. So last night, one of my colleagues and I headed over to Mar-a-Lago just because we wanted to see what the scene was like outside. And there were a number of people that were gathering in support of President Trump. But there was also one woman who showed up, and she stood near the Trump supporters. And she was holding a sign that basically said, F around and find out. And, you know, she was dancing around and she was celebrating that Trump had been indicted. And so I crossed the street and I interviewed her on camera. And it turns out she's an attorney. This woman is a lawyer who apparently went to college.
Good grief.
And I started asking her why she was so excited about this. And she started rattling off the talking points of why all the things Trump has done. And then she started getting into things like January 6th. And she said, you know, and he's responsible for all of those police officers who were killed on January 6th. And I said, who was killed on January 6th? And she started, every word coming out of her mouth was literally a lie that had been implanted into her brain by CNN or MSNBC. And I thought to myself, this is probably an intelligent woman. But I look into her eyes and they're vacant. There's nothing there. And it truly is this sort of very frightening mind virus that's taken over these people on the left.
Yeah.
And they've lost all run of themselves. It's a very, very terrifying thing. I do not understand what has happened to these people.
Oh, I completely do. It's propaganda. It's Soviet style. It's China style propaganda. And that's what and you and I both know the facts that not one police officer paid with his or her life on January 6th because of a rioter. The only person who was killed by violence was Ashley Babbitt, who was shot by a Capitol Police officer, and she was unarmed and a threat to no one. So that's the truth, but you can't tell it to these left-wingers because of MSNBS and Joyless Reid and that ilk, and then CNN. They were all in propaganda because they abandoned truth. They abandon journalism in an effort to get Trump because of what he represents, which is, again, America first. Folks, we're talking to Brandon Straka. He is, of course, the leader of the Walk Away movement, hashtag Walk Away movement. Look, I've got to ask you about the QAnon shaman. It took us over two years to unravel the fake narrative over news of January 6th, right? And Even after seeing the video that was released to only one host on one network, even after seeing the video, these left-wing nut jobs refuse to give up their narrative because they so desire to hate Trump and conservatives and those of us who want to breathe free. But the QAnon shaman has been released early under the weight of the actual happenings at the Capitol. What's your take?
Well, I'm glad to see that he's out there, but I just want to remind people too that not to be distracted by one shiny thing that's dangling in front of them, because I've been trying to say now for years, you know, what Jacob Chansley's story is just one of hundreds of people who have gone through this experience with the Department of Justice.
Yep.
And his happened to be highlighted on television, and thank God. But that doesn't mean now we've righted the wrongs of January 6th or that somehow everything is okay. I mean, there are hundreds of Jacob Chansleys that are still rotting in prison, that are still going through being dragged through the criminal justice system, that are going to spend more time in prison after their trials. It's insane. I mean, it's really nuts. And I can tell you firsthand the lengths that they will go to charge you with things that you did not do, to accuse you of things you didn't say or you didn't do. And basically you're put in a position where you end up saying, okay, do I want to go before a DC judge and a DC jury and risk years of my life in federal prison for nothing? Or am I willing to just take a plea deal and essentially sign the narrative, their narrative of the events that happened that day? I mean, that's the position that people are being put in.
That's right.
And some people are going to trial, but it's not turning out well.
Yeah, and you know what? They are being denied due process rights. There is no justice system when it comes to those who are accused in the January 6th riot. And there was a riot. Let's be clear about that. And they do deserve to be prosecuted if they trespassed or they broke a window or something like that. But we have BLM rioters who looted and burned businesses who were never charged for what they did. And it shows you what the agenda of the now perverted justice system is. If you're a left winger and you believe in suppressing rights and freedom, then you get off scot-free because those who are in charge have that same mindset. The last thing I want to ask you about, because and you're very vocal and upfront, you are a converted conservative and you're a gay man. I want you to address somebody who got on the job the first day as press secretary to the occupier of the Oval Office and said her qualifications, what qualified her for a job, is that she was gay, she was black, she was an immigrant, and she was a woman. And she wanted accolades that she checked all of those boxes. And here's what this gay, black woman, immigrant, foreign national had to say in the wake of six Christians being gunned down in Nashville. Listen to what she said just yesterday. My computer's thinking. Hold on.
And so it is shameful. It is disturbing. And our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
So six Christians are slaughtered, three of them children. And Karine Jean-Pierre, the spokesperson for Beijing Biden, says the trans community is under attack.
No, it's disgusting. And I, you know, you were talking a moment ago about BLM and, you know, what happened in 2020. It happened yesterday again. I mean, the comparison to January 6th, we had transgender people going into Capitol buildings all across the country. I saw footage of people shoving into police officers, disturbing official proceedings. These are all things that J6ers were charged with. People that are going to prison for years for January 6th. There's absolutely a double standard that's coming out of this White House as it pertains to minority classes. You know, if you're black, brown, LGBT, if you're trans, you know, it's like anything goes, and the Democrats have become completely lawless. But if you're a Christian or you're a conservative or you're, you know, a white person who voted for Donald Trump, they want to throw the book at us and lock us up and throw away the key. And that's why I think what happened to Trump is so disturbing, because they're sending a very loud and clear message to all of us. We're willing to do it to him. We're willing to do it to any of you.
Right. And
this has got to be stopped.
That's why we said the Democrats have fired the first shots and permanently dividing the United States. Brandon Strzok, everybody. He's the founder of the hashtag Walk Away movement. Make sure you check it out. Now, are you back on social media? Where can they go if they want to find you?
Yeah, absolutely. People can follow me on Twitter at Brandon Strzok, Straka. I'm on Facebook, True Social, Getter, YouTube, Rumble. And we actually just launched our own social platform, Walkaway Social, for people to tell their stories about walking away from the Democratic Party. That's on Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and the web, walkawaysocial.com. Everyone should sign up and take a look at these stories. They're amazing.
Brandon, thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chris.
And that puts a wrap on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Visit a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. Salcedo is spelled S-A-L-C-E-D-O. When you are at ChrisSalcedo.com, my friends, you will find ways to drop me an email, drop me a voicemail. You'll be able to track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, simulcast worldwide on TNT Radio. Also, check us out on Newsmax, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Also, check out TexasScorecard.com. Big stories concerning the left wing's attempted grooming of our children in Gov Ed and in the pop culture, and the Republicans who are surrendering to this cancerous and debaucherous agenda. Make sure you go to TexasScorecard.com to get the very latest. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.